over to the States now, where we can join Run, Geordie, Run, Mark Allison. Mark, hi, welcome to the Legends here on Real Radio.
Are you not finished yet, Mark?
I'm almost. I'm dragging it out as much as I can.
We've got a skateboard here ready for you when you get home, just to rest your feet a little
Tell us how you're feeling then and what you're feeling.
It's again, it's mental torture, this. It's so close, but not close enough.
How far you got to go now, Mark?
I've done 25. I need to do another 30.
30 today,
yeah. I've got about 13 left before I get to Manhattan. And, you know, the nerves are starting to get the better of us now. You know, I'm going through agony out here. This is why I've never made a sportsman in the past. You know, I take my hat off to anybody who goes out and plays in a first team in front of crowds of people. You know,
these sportsmen have done nothing like you, Matt. You're doing something that's extraordinary. I mean, it's incredible the mileage you've done.
Yeah.
Incredible.
You're covering two marathons a day. And today in particular, more than two marathons. That is absolutely remarkable.
Yeah, but it will be when I get to the finish. I mean, I had a bit of a scare about an hour ago with my knee. You know, I've never had an injury yet, and my knee buckled. I put my foot down on something. It didn't feel right.
Yeah.
Fortunately, that seems to have cured itself, so that was a bit of a nervous time.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, this is not for the faint-hearted, this last stretch now. If I get through this, I'll get through anything.
So what's the hardest thing you've got to cope with at the moment and for the last day then, Mark?
The route is extremely difficult.
The route?
The route. There's so many streets, turn here, turn there. But Carlton Fletcher, who's my support guy, he's doing an amazingly good job keeping us right. I haven't got lost yet, thankfully. And, you know, it's quite a tricky end to the run. But once I get to Manhattan, it's all the way down Broadway to the Brooklyn Bridge and then plain sailing on the way to Coney Island.
What's the timing of the run then? What have you got left, Matt? What have you got? Roughly?
Well, it's taken us 7 hours to do 25 miles.
7 hours to do 25 miles.
So you've got another, what, eight hours to go?
Something like that, yeah.
Yes.
It depends on how busy Manhattan is, and, you know, there'll be a lot of stop start and trying to get across.
Sure. Yeah. You're going to stick on the road, are you? You're going to have to run on the road, surely, not on pavements.
I'll take whatever I can get. I think I'll be on pavement 1 minute, on road the next. And I'll just be trying to get through there as quick as I can.
What's happened to your weight, Mark? You said what's happened with your weight? You said you'd lost 5 stone when we spoke to you last week.
Yeah, I think 5.5 stone is a better estimate.
Is it?
I feel quite malnourished, actually. You know, I had a decent meal last night, the first meal, decent meal I've
had
in quite
a while.
What did
you have? Tell us what you had.
I had a 16-ounce steak last night.
Oh, 16 ounces?
16-ounce steak. You didn't have fries with that, did you?
No, I finished a lot. It was much needed.
That's good, man.
So do you think you'll finish today, then? And if you do, what time?
Be about midnight, I would imagine.
Midnight tonight.
Are you expecting for people of New York to realise who you are, what you're doing?
I wouldn't have thought so, but having said that, there's the Newcastle United supporters branch out here in New York. They're going to meet me at Central Park in Broadway.
Are they?
Oh, there's only two of them in that.
there's quite a few of them, and they've got a big party planned for tomorrow night. I hear. For us, so that's great. But they'll be joining us for the last 13 miles. So as long as I can get to that point, I'm in safe hands after that, as far as I'm
concerned. Well, we're behind you. Everybody's behind you, and I'm sure you'll do it. And I heard you've raised something like £56,000.
I think 56 to 57,000. The last I heard, I'm not keeping up to date. You know,
well, you must hit the 30, Matt. Let's get to the 30. Come on, help this guy. How did they do it if they want to donate money, Matt? What's the address again?
Yeah, if you go to RunGeordieRun.com. On there are two links to two Just Giving sites,
mm-hmm.
and that's a method by which you can donate directly to the two charities. So please choose one of those Just Giving links and donate whatever you can. Any donation is greatly appreciated.
Mark, we're watching you on Twitter, so let us know how you're getting on, won't you? We'll keep telling everybody where you're at and what you're up to.
Well, I'll have some Wi-Fi in Manhattan, I would have thought. There's lots of McDonald's and Starbucks there, so... that's brilliant for Wi-Fi, so there'll be pictures later on, and if I get time, lots more updates.
Matt, what time is it over there?
It's 20 to 2 in the afternoon.
Is it scorching sunshine?
It's 86 degrees at the moment. So
86 degrees.
Mark, can you describe your feet for us? I'm just thinking of your feet. Can you describe what they look like?